Coach Kevin Cochran bringing the family in here. And this is a family event, folks. Family event here at the Wells Fargo Arena. You look through the crowd and you see a lot of moms and dads sitting with their kids. Sometimes the kids don't like to hang out with the moms and the dads. We're going to go to the second period here. No score at one. No, excuse me. There's 30 seconds left. They just called a stalemate there. Trausch for Prairie City Monroe. Good low stance in the center of the mat. Now in on double leg. Good double leg there. Turns it into a bear hug. Tries to lift and elevate. Good job there by Lee. Trying to apply a wizard on the bear hug by Trausch. Now Trausch gets behind. Going to have to elevate. He's got 5 seconds to take him back to the mat or right there at the edge of the mat. And a good job there by Lee. Scrambling out. Off the outside circle. Trausch has to give it up with 3 seconds to go. No score here. A good double leg there by Trausch. Thought he was going to be able to get behind there and make that takedown happen.
Yeah, you know, Trausch done a nice job with that big shot there at the end of the period. But he's going to start the second period here. He's going to defer. No, he's going to choose down. I like that.
Yep.
Try to score first.
Tyler Langley.
Ben Mason getting called now. He'll be on deck. Nope, now he's on mat four. Ben
right
Mason.
In front of us.
Yep,
right in front of us. So we'll have a couple of Southern Iowa matches coming to you here. Second period just underway. Trausch gets the escape. Ben Mason trots over to the scorer's table. Looks like he is going to be picking up the red leg band. Yep, Ben Mason will be in the red.
Trausch does get the escape. Minute 30 to go. He's up 1-0.
Ben Mason checks in over at the coaches. Comes out. Shakes his opponent Langley's hand. And we are underway at 195 pounds. Ben Mason for Albion with a very low stance. Very classic stance there by Langley. Langley from Bishop Heelan. That's up in Sioux City. So about as far north and west as you can get versus southeast Iowa. South central, really. I always called Monroe County south central Iowa.
Well, Trausch got caught here. Now Trausch fighting off his back. Going to get pinned.
What happened there, Travis?
His opponent, Lee, just caught him in a front headlock, turned it into an outside cradle, and got the pin in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and 8 seconds. Jaron Trausch, state tournament is going to come to a conclusion.
All right, well, we'll be 100% focused here on Ben Mason here at 195 pounds. He's in a collar tie situation with 1 minute left in the first period at 195 pounds. Albie's Ben Mason on his feet, working hard, still in that collar tie. We want to thank everybody for listening in here. You are tuned in to 96.7. It's Iowa High School Wrestling Championship here at Wells Fargo Arena. These are consolation elimination matches. Each one of these wrestlers has a couple of wins against a loss, and this one here is the big one. Here's a single leg here by Langley. Nice job there with a wizard by Mason, and they get out of bounds, and that was a good single leg in there by Langley. Looked like he was going to be able to get around behind, but nice job by Mason. Puts a wizard in and is able to hop off the mat.
Yeah, Langley was in there deep and actually had Mason elevated on the edge of the mat. 20 seconds left to go in the first period.
Now we're back to the neutral position at the center, and there's a Kelly move by Mason. Mason's going to turn it into a two-point takedown. Good job there by Langley, rolling through it and preventing back points. And now a sit-out switch escape by Langley, and now Langley in on double leg. Sprawl and a wizard by Mason. The score's 2-1. And we roll off the mat out of bounds, and I think that we are going to go to the third period now. Yes, we are. 2-1.
Second period.
That's right. 2-1. 2-1. Got a little bit excited there, folks. This is Ben Mason fighting for his tournament life. Nearly made it to the state tournament last year. Was denied in the final seconds of districts. And here he is trying to compete for a medal. He is on his feet to start this second period with a 2-1 lead for your Albie Blue Demons. Thanks to Boylan Henderson PC for bringing this period to you. And we are underway. The clock ticking now down through a minute and 55 seconds.
Mason won the toss and elected to go on his feet here to start the second period.
Well, if he hits another Kelly like he did that last time, he can turn it into points. Good job there by Langley on a couple of shots in that first period. But Ben Mason able to fight those shots off, set his Kelly up at the closing seconds of that first period. That is his 2 points. Quick escape on a sit-out by Langley. And he got his point that way. So it's 2-1. We got a minute and 15 to go. Boy, these wrestlers are really cautious. There's a duck under, double leg shot by Langley, whizzer by Mason, and we're at the edge of the mat, and Mason will get off the mat with no damage. That's the third time that we've seen that, folks, here on mat number 4. Albie's Ben Mason gets victimized by a real deep shot, but is able to put a whizzer in and somehow get to the outside circle and get off the mat before the takedown. Now there's a little bit of an ill-advised shot by Langley. Good counter by Mason. Mason back in there, but a nice brawl back by Langley. These two wrestlers have a lot of quickness here for 195 pounds apiece.
I want to see Mason hit that Kelly maneuver again, Joey. So slick with that. That's definitely his go-to takedown.
Well, I would anticipate in the third period that Langley will take the down position, and I don't think that Ben Mason will be able to hold him as quick as this guy is. So I'm thinking that this is going to be a real tight match.
Langley in on a double leg shot here.
And they're way outside the circle there. So tight whizzer in here now for Mason. But Mason works that whizzer. Does manage to get some separation. And now at the edge of the mat. Oh, Ben Mason had a takedown there on the whizzer. But a good job there on a switch move by Langley before Ben could get control. And he switches himself right outside the circle with 15 seconds to go. We are still at 2-1. Let's see if Ben Mason can set that Kelly up here and catch Langley napping a little bit here in the final 15 seconds of the second period.
Yeah, both wrestlers here still being a little bit conservative. The second period comes down to an end. Time's going to expire. 2-1 to score going into the third period. Ben Mason out in front of Langley. Langley, a 46-3 senior from Bishop Helin. Now Langley starts in the down position, gets a quick stand-up escape, tied up 2-2. Ben Mason of Albia.
Kind of thought that was going to happen, Travis. Saw that developing here. I think a takedown here will be really, really big for either wrestler. Because if you get the takedown here, your opponent's going to have to score twice unless he can whip a reversal out. But he'll definitely have to score twice to win. So here's Langley. Deep single leg by Langley. Langley is in deep on it. Nice job there, hipping off the mat by Mason. Now Mason in danger right here at the edge of the mat. He's trying to get off the mat. It's a deep shot in here by Langley. Langley trying to pull Mason back in. Mason trying to hip off the mat. And now we are off the mat. And that was the fourth time that we've seen that. A great shot in there by Langley. And somehow, with a whizzer and a hop, Ben Mason is able to get off the mat. And a whizzer, folks, in case you're wondering what it is, you take your arm and push it down in the in between the forearm and the ribs of your opponent and put that pressure on, and that pushes your opponent's head down and his shoulders down, and he's unable to use his arms and shoulders as leverage because you've got that lever in there. And now there's another double leg shot in here, and this time it's just a straight sprawl for Mason. But Mason now puts the whizzer in again and backs up at the edge of the mat, and it is right at the edge of the mat, off the mat again. That's
no
the fifth
points.
Time we've seen that. No points, and Langley doesn't know what he has to do to take good shots.
Oh, he's going
to
get two.
He did give him 2 points. That time, I agree with that. That was right at the edge of the mat, but I agree that he did get control. So it's 4-2 now for Langley with 39 seconds to go. Ben Mason needs to bust out. Get out of there, and he does. That's 4-3. Now Mason needs to get a takedown. So
35 seconds left to go.
You get the takedown, your opponent has to score twice. Well, Ben Mason got the first score. Now he needs to come down and work some type of a single leg. He loves that Kelly. Oh, good job here on a front headlock by Langley. With only 20 seconds to go, Ben Mason bringing the pressure. A stall call would be good. Oh, Ben Mason shoots from way too far out. Nice job there by Langley with the underhook. With 11 seconds to go, we got a stall call against Langley. With 8 seconds to go, if Ben Mason keep the pressure up, he could get a stall call to tie this thing up. But a nice job there by Mason, and he hips too far out, and he goes down to defeat by the score of...
They got the scoreboard
wrong. They got the score wrong.
It should be 5-4. Instead of, they got it at 6-3. But
it's 4-3. 4-3, your final. Ben Mason goes down to defeat. His wonderful season and career ends here at Wells Fargo. So, tough loss there for Ben Mason. He had that But he was on defense the whole time, folks. That other kid, that Langley kid, was taking the shots, and Ben was fighting him off. Ben got the first takedown on a slick little Kelly, and after that, it was all Langley. The wrestlers competed on their feet for most of the 6 minutes of the match. Both takedowns ended in real quick escapes, but it was a good match for Ben Mason, a good season and a good career. Congratulations, Mason. You had yourself a dandy. So, you just missed it, Kevin. Ben Mason, tough 4-3 loss.
Yep. Well, I kind of got sidetracked there for a few minutes, but good match.
Yeah, how are your kids doing? Boy, they're growing up looking good. Tell us about Zoe's prom date. I heard Zoe bought a prom dress with, did she get one with a zipper or snaps? Make you know what, how's that saying about what comes off faster than a prom dress after midnight? I'm glad my kids are all raised up.
At least my daughter.
And if you got a high school daughter out there, these jokes are not nearly as funny. They're not nearly as funny. But you need to let those girls know that the boys are the enemy. So Abby Griffin, if you're listening out there, the boys are the enemy. Just make sure. That's kind of like my little adopted daughter right now is Abby Griffin. She's my buddy, so I try to help Kevin and Cheryl make sure she stays on the straight and narrow path. So boys are the enemy. We'll put that out there as a public service announcement to all girls between the ages of 12 and 18. The boys are the enemy. Wait till you're 18 to even think about going out on dates. That's from
a good
dads.
Answer.
That's from dads. Wait until you're 18
good answer.
To even start dating, because boys are the enemy during that age group.
I've got no comment on that prom dress and any of that stuff, Joe. We're going to leave it at that. But we're going to go to the text hotline. Great job, Joe and Kevin. Keep calling those wins. Amanda and all the guys at Albia Motor are listening in. Hope you can cover Central Decatur in 1A. We'll try to bring you some of the
all
Central
right.
Decatur matches here in 1A.
Here we got Matt Seven. It's Lunsford from Fairfield trying to roll up four in the first period, and it is going to go to the second period. It's four versus Lunsford, and Lunsford gets the takedown in the first period. So Lunsford will lead going to the second period at super heavyweight class. And we need to keep our eyes on the class 3A also, because they're rolling the 3A 106-pounders right in here with no break. So, Kevin, what 3A Constellation side matches are we interested in here?
Well, again, you're jumped ahead of me. I haven't looked that far ahead, but we're going to try to bring you, you know, as many as we can. I have one more text here to listen, because they have pinpointed this down. Listening to you amateur radio announcers doing a great job covering Southeastern Iowa wrestlers down by Keokuk on our way to Lebanon, Illinois to cheer on a former EBF Rocket softball player. Is it Hagen Boyer?
So thanks, Hagen Boyer, yep.
Thanks for covering all the wrestlers, the Newell and Young families of Eddyville. Well, thanks for listening in. I wish we could bring you more Eddyville Rocket wrestlers, but they are done in the tournament, but we appreciate you listening to all of the Southern Iowa wrestlers.
And Fairfield fans are going to be happy. It is a escape here for Lunsford at 285. Lunsford now gets the escape, tries to work around behind and get the takedown on Fuller, and can't quite get around there at the beginning, but does a nice little bull rush maneuver, and it's going to be a takedown for Lunsford against Fuller. So Fuller from Conrad is now on his stomach, broken down, trailing. It's Lunsford on top for Fairfield, 5-0. This is a 285-pound elimination match. Lunsford for Fairfield. Conrad's got Ryan Fuller out there. The wrestlers are now at the edge of the mat. Lunsford trying to work a half Nelson on the right-hand side. Good job wiping that off by Fuller. Now Lunsford for Fairfield, gives up the half on the left, but puts one in on the right and turns over Lunsford, or turns over Fuller, and Lunsford gets the pin. Call that pin in 4 minutes and, or excuse me, 3 minutes and 16 seconds for Lunsford for Fairfield. So Fairfield gets some bonus points there out of their super heavyweight, and Fuller's day is done. Great season there for Ryan Fuller, and that is our final match at 285 pounds. So we got the little guys coming out here.
Well, I need to make a request to Joe Millage out here. He needs to bring a printer up here so we can print these results awful lot quicker than trying to pull all this stuff up on and writing all this information down. So I'm going to put that in our budget for next year, Joe.
We've got a budget? I did not know that. I learned something today just now. We have a budget. Hey, we do have a budget with our sponsors. It doesn't happen on its own. We do have a lot of equipment here. You can go to KIICWrestling.com or what's the Twitter feed?
At KIIC Wrestling.
At KIIC Wrestling, and kind of see some of our equipment that we've got up here. There's a big tie line, and we got great sponsors that bring it to us, including the fine folks at Tharp Funeral Home. They're proud to support wrestling, and when you have a loss in the family, let Richard or Cody at Tharp Funeral Home help you with all the planning. Also want to make sure that we mention the First Iowa State Bank. They are proud to sponsor wrestling. They're a hometown bank. They got hometown values. They got hometown service. And for all your lending needs, let First Iowa State Bank to help you. And they know a thing or two about budgets, and they can help you with those budgets if you're a business owner wanting to expand or increase your inventory. If you think the prices are going up, they're there to help you. Offer farm loans and home mortgages. And want to shout out to Joe Crawl, my main man there at the bank. He had a bout with pneumonia and sepsis, but he's on the mend. Main man Joe Crawl there. So go, Joe. Hope you're listening in on 96.7. Or if you're home convalescing, maybe sitting at your computer, taking it all in on www.kiicradio.com. This is the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We are in Class 3A now. We've got the medalists set for you in Class 2A, folks, and we're just about ready to do that for you in Class 3A. These are elimination matches that we're going to be bringing you here. We brought you all the Class 2A action. You just heard here a tough loss for Tyler Landgrebe and Ben Mason. But on the positive, Gabe Ripke got through on his consolation side match. Had a couple of fine wrestlers from Prairie City Monroe got through. And we got nice opportunities to have finalists on Saturday night. We had a lot of semifinal winners here, represented from Southern Iowa, including three from Centerville, and Aiden Reeves from Albia.
Well, the one thing I was looking at, Joe, is I believe they're gonna broadcast the semifinals on television. The Iowa High School's at. So, is there a set time? Is it gonna be right at 3:30?
They're showing that live.
So they're going to show the semifinals live, and I'll get you those.
Finals are actually.
I'm going to get you those stations here, but here's what we want you to do. We want you to stay tuned in to. Stay tuned in to and listen to us. You can watch it on TV, but you can listen here, and I've got it right here.
The finals actually are live on Comcast. If you find that on your cable provider, but it's actually on Comcast One live, and then they show it delayed. I think it starts at 10:30 on the regular normal Comcast channel, because I think they have a hockey game on or something. But the semifinals are live, and those are on I believe they're on Comcast.
Well, looking here, it says the listings are the semifinals and finals will also be archived and available on Tuesday, February 20th. But I believe you can watch them. It says DirecTV on channel 665. Yep. And Dish Network 429.
Yep, yep. Yeah, but again, the semifinals are live, and then the finals are live, but it's on like a backup Comcast channel because the regular one is showing hockey. So they're delaying that on the regular Comcast 665 at like 10:30.
So we get backdoored to hockey.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you can get warmed up with a little fighting on the ice, and then you can watch some real wrestling on the mats here at Wells Fargo.
That's true. Well, thank you for the update there. Yeah, I just found out that they were going to be broadcasting the semifinals. I think that's a first.
And that's a great idea because, like you said, that's an awesome round, and it's right at the end of the day. It's all the way cool.
That's the roller. To me, it's the roller coaster round. It's where you see the emotions of one wrestler. You know, you're going to see some of them jump into the coach's arms, that sort of thing, because they made the finals. And then you're going to see the other guy, the coach may have to go lift him up off the mat because they're just devastated that, hey, I was this close to making the finals and didn't get there. So,
well, if you're in the semifinals, the worst you're going to be able to do is fourth. That is for certain. So they do have.
The worst you'll do is sixth.
Or sixth, yeah. Worst you can do is sixth. But most of those semifinalists are kind of grapplers that you would expect to work their way up that podium to fourth or better.
Hey, we are starting the Class 3A wrestlebacks. I'm going to try to get some update here. This will be the second wrestleback.
We've got Kobe Pritchard out there for Southeast Polk on his crutches. He uses the crutches to get to the center of the mat. His coach comes out, grabs the crutches away from him, and he stands, I should say hops, on that one leg, his left leg, and then immediately on the whistle goes down to his knee.
His opponent is Jackson Barth from Cedar Falls. Barth, the 27-17
hey, Joe,
sophomore.
I do have some good news.
I am ready for some good news.
It looks like the budget that we sent in for a printer, it come through. Printer next year.
All right.
So if it's that easy, let's make a list.
And then we can assign sponsors to the equipment that we need. How about a keg and a tapper? We could have. It could be the Murph's West Side or the Richards Poorhouse. Keg and tapper. And then every time that we used it, we could announce that it was being used. And that would be great
advertising.
Richard's
going to get a first period pin here. Call that in 51 seconds. He does a nice job, gets a double leg takedown, and rolls up his opponent, Barth, and gets a 51-second fall for Kobe Pritchard.
Kobe Pritchard, the one-legged wrestler from Southeast Polk.
Well, Joe Sinclair, I believe Joe Millage does have quite a bit of power up here, but I don't believe he has the power to make that happen. So,
I thought you said it was a wish list. I gave up beer for Lent this year, so I'm good. I'm good this year. All right, we are rolling through these Class 3A matches. We've got a 120-pound match. That was Pritchard right there at 120. Moving into the 126-pounders. Probably at 126, we don't really have a backside that we have a lot of interest in. We are going to send it back to the station for a couple of commercial announcements, rest our throats a little bit.
I was just going to give a quick update on team scores in Class 2A. After that round there, now New Hampton is tied for first with Dubuque Wallert with 40. South Tama County in third with 38. West Liberty in fourth with 31. Ballard has climbed to fifth at 26.5, and both Davenport and Assumption and Centerville tied for sixth with 26. And PCM only a half a point behind in eighth place with 25.5 points. So good showing for Southern Iowa so far. Still a lot of wrestling left. So this wrestle background, if you get a fall, as we just watched Pritchard get a fall, that's 2 points. You get a point for advancing, 1 point for advancing. You're going to get a point for now it's a placement, because now placement points are taking place.
So sixth place points would be...
If you're in the semifinals, yes, you've already received your sixth place points. And then as you advance, the difference between the sixth place points and whatever you're going to place is what you will get. The bonus points is the pin, 2 points for pin, point and a half for a technical fall, a point for a major, and 0 points for a decision. So that's how the scoring goes, and we are in the mix of it. Two of the Southern Iowa schools in the top 10, and we were going to take it back to the station just for a second.
Yep.
And we'll come back and regroup and bring you live action here from Wells Fargo Arena.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back from the well.
25.5 points, BCM.
This is live state wrestling action on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Thank you, Beth.
Crazy Metal Art specializes in creating decorative metal art for your home, office, or yard. Custom signs, decorations, planners, etc. If you can name it, we can make it. Crazy Metal Art, located 2 blocks off the northeast corner of the Albia Square on Benton Avenue East.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
If you can dream it and it's made of steel, KMA Steel specializes in structural and miscellaneous steel and can work with you from your engineering design concept all the way through shop drawings, fabrication, special coatings, and delivery. We can even help with assembly and erection of large projects. Commercial and industrial buildings, canopies, stairs, guardrails, handrails, ladders, trusses, you name it, and we can design and build it. Contact someone from our sales team, Doug Wolfer at 641-226-3684, or myself, Sonny Schroeder, 641-455-4555.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
For details, contact Agent Philip Griffin, 641-673-8965, or stop by 1007 South Market Street in Oskaloosa today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Contact Wirtjes Concrete for all of your concrete jobs, from a patio to a driveway to a basement. Wirtjes Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Wirtjes Concrete today at 641-799-5586. That's Wirtjes Concrete at 641-799-5586.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
At Penn Central Mall, life is a little simpler, and that's just fine with us. If you're looking for a friendly hometown atmosphere to shop in, then look no more, because you are our top priority at Penn Central Mall, and the service we provide to you is of utmost importance to us. Stop by our family of stores to notice the difference. You will be glad you came, and so will we. Shop, walk, and enjoy Penn Central Mall.
Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. Good luck to all of the wrestlers. Take pride in how far you've come. Have faith in how far you can go. Leave it all on the mat.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina horse feed today.
This is Brent Yeager, store director at your Albia Hy-Vee. We're proud to support Albia Athletics and other school events and activities. We know today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. Go Big Blue, and let's bag a victory at your Albia Hy-Vee.
I'm Beth Hunter, sitting high atop the Albia Square. We are bringing you Live State Wrestling today and tomorrow on Thunder Country KII. See, our sportscasters are sitting in a sky box, bringing you all the action. Let's take a look at our South Central Iowa forecast for the weekend. Today, our high is only going to reach 27 degrees, but we can appreciate that sunshine. We still have a little wind chill in the forecast, making it feel like 10 degrees today. For our Saturday, we do see a slight chance of snow mixing with rain after 11 a.m. Then we're gradually going to see that come out of the afternoon forecast. We're going to have cloudy skies and seeing some sunshine peek through in the afternoon. Our high is going to be around 43 degrees, and we'll see some gusty winds in that forecast. Saturday night on the overnight, the low is going to reach around 25. Sunshine on your Sunday, a warm high around 52 degrees and a blustery, windy day. Sunday night, rain in the forecast. After midnight, cloudy skies, a low around 40. We're looking at a 60% chance of precipitation. That is your weekend weather. Here on Thunder Country KIIC, I am Beth Hunter. We're thanking all of our sponsors for state wrestling tournament action here on Thunder Country.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
This is Live State Wrestling Action on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Yeah. All right, welcome back. Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats in high fidelity. This is Travis Zapital, Kevin Cochran, Joe Sinclair, Jamie Brockman with us here in the Sinclair broadcast booth. 138 pounds, Class 3A, Zach Oldham, West Des Moines Valley, out on the mat here, mat number four. 1 minute away in the opening period. Oldham trails 2-0. And his opponent, now Oldham on his belly, trying to get fought. He's going to get tilted here. Got a 3 near fall points awarded. Score is going to be 5-0 now. Joey Harney, Iowa City City High, at 35-6 senior, up on Zach Oldham of West Des Moines Valley. 5-0 your score. 20 seconds left to go here in the first period. Oldham up to his feet, trying to hit a stand-up switch. His opponent, Harney, nice mat return. Back to the mat. And 5 seconds left in this opening round. 5-0 your score. Zach Oldham trails Joey Harney, Iowa City City High. Oldham wins the toss, defers. Harney's going to elect to go in the neutral position. Restart here, 2 minutes, second period. Harney trying to work some hand control. Now Oldham in on a single leg shot. Harney does a nice job reaching back, picking up that far ankle. Pushing down on the head of Oldham. Oldham still in on that single leg shot. No points awarded yet. Now he's elevating. Steps across the leg. He needs to get his head out. Harney still hanging on to that far ankle. Not allowing the 2-point takedown. On the edge of the mat, still working here. A minute 15 to go in the second period.
History books that make us wonder, what were we thinking? Smoking cigarettes in airplanes? Children in moving cars with no seatbelts? Seriously? We can't.
Off the mat, out of bounds. Reset, back to neutral, 5-0 to score. Zach Oldham, Valley West Des Moines trails Joey Harney of Iowa City City High. Now, Harney in on a single leg shot. Oldham trying to work an outside cradle.
Zach just a little out of position here. He's a little high. He's going to get the two-point takedown, though. 5-2, your score now. 35 seconds left to go in the second period. Going to have a stalemate. Back to the center. Reset. Oldham covers his opponent. On the whistle. Harney tries to hit a stand-up here, but Oldham locks up the outside cradle.
Children in moving cars with no
skill. He's got that cradle locked up, and he's getting some near-fall points awarded here. Score's going to be tied up here, 5-5. I don't think he's got him in a spot where he can pin him here, but he is going to get three near-fall points as the second period closes. 5-5, your score.
All right, Travis, sorry, I was trying to do some kind of some updates here, so I'm going to keep trying to do that. But, you know, these Oldham boys, I'm assuming in a PCM right around that area, right, with the all Oldhams, they've been around forever. I know they've put a lot of time into the programs, wrestling programs, and I'm assuming these two are brothers. Zach is the oldest, and then is it Nick is ranked number one, I believe.
Yeah, he has
nails.
113-pound, number one ranked wrestler. Oldham only got two near fall points there, so the score is 5-4. He run out of time. He didn't get a five count. So 5-4, minute 30 to go here in the third period. Zach Oldham trails Joey Harney, Iowa City City High. Now Oldham getting a little out of position here. Harney stands up. Oldham takes him back down to the mat. Still trying to work that tilt. Nothing yet. 5-4, still your score. Minute 10 to go. Going to have a stalemate. Oldham's still going to be in the top position. Back underway here. Minute 8 to go. Zach Oldham, Valley West Des Moines. Zach's going to get caution warning against him here. Tried to start a little early. Harney tries to hit a sit-out switch. Oldham does a nice job of staying back on the hips. Follows him around. Now, Oldham still working that cradle. Joe would call that the flying cradle.
I think Joe makes up half those moves as he's calling them.
He's going to get reversed here. No. Oldham still in position. 5-4, 22 seconds left in this third period. Oldham trails 5-4. Joey Harney is going to get the defensive pin. Did not see that coming. Zach Oldham was in position on the top, had a cradle locked up, and he just held on to it a little too long. Joey Harney from Iowa City City High is going to get the defensive pin.
That is not the way you want to go out and wrestle your last high school career match and get beat on a defensive pin.
Yep.
But good campaign for Oldham. I know Connell of Iowa City City High is trying to get as many bonus points they can to try to stay in that top 10 in the team scores, Class 3A. So here's where we're going to, at the conclusion of this, we are going to take a, or no, we've got, yeah, we have an hour and a half. I'm thinking the 1A. We'll go, when we come back at 2:30, the Class 1A quarterfinals are going to wrestle, and then we will wrestle the semifinals of Class 2A. And then after the semifinals, we'll come back with the 1A. Is it the consolations of the 1A?
Yeah, there'll be the...
And then tonight we'll have Class 3A and 1A. Semifinals and the third round consolations.
Yes. Lots of action, lots of wrestling here today. Friday's always the big day.
Friday is the big day.
So maybe a good time to talk about some of our sponsors here in the Sinclair Tractor Broadcast booth. First of all, Southern Iowa Technologies for sponsoring the text line. Please keep texting in at 641-799-1437. Like to always thank Belzer Equipment, Wirtjes Concrete. I think I got that right for the first time. Summers Car Credit, Sinclair Tractor.
Yeah, thanks to American Family Insurance, the Phil Griffin Agency, Benton Place Apartments, Boyle and Henderson PC, Sheraton Valley Electric, and Double D Repair.
Also, the fine folks at Bluff Creek Archery and, you said Belzer, Zapple Spraying Service. How about William Penn University and Tharp Funeral Home?
I hopped around this and just read them in no chronological order there, Joe, but how about Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling Company? Quality Ag Service.
I want to thank Copeland Auto Body, Jody McCoy, your hometown realty agent in Centerville, and Eastern Iowa Tire, along with McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon.
And here's how Joe Millage has this set up, and just to thank all these sponsors, he does have it specifically. When we brought you a Knoxville wrestler, we were going to talk about Motor Inn of Knoxville, the main sponsor of those wrestlers. Sheraton has the wrestlers. Centerville has their sponsors. Ottumwa has sponsors. The majority of these towns, it's nice to see the community support these kids and support our broadcast and make all this happen. Pekin and Sigourney have got their sponsors, but Sinclair Tractor Broadcast Booth, couldn't do it without those guys. Couldn't do it without the hard work and efforts that Joe Millage puts in. He does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And you know what? We got the best part of the job, Joe Sinclair. We just get to come up here for 3 days, have a lot of fun, talk about wrestling, see some guys win, see some guys lose that we don't want to see. But ultimately, we just want to support Southern Iowa. We want to support the sport of wrestling and bring as much action to you as we can. As we're getting about halfway through this Class 3A, round here, this is the do or die round. So if you win, you are on the stand. If you lose, you are done for the tournament. Are there any other key matches we need to be focused on here, Travis? I know at least my guy that I've been keeping an eye on and been rooting for is Joey Mitchell in Class 3A at 182 pounds for Ottumwa, and he is in the semifinals, so he will not be wrestling this round, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know as if we have any other Southern Iowa wrestlers or in our listening area going to be wrestling here yet this morning in this consolation round. But folks, if you're listening in and you got a wrestler that you would like to hear or you'd like for us to take a peek at, shoot us a text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437, and give us a name and weight, and we'll try to do our best to bring you that action.
Well, I'm going to try to maybe get an update on some Class 3A team scores, even though we're about halfway through here. Fort Dodge, I'm assuming, is still in the lead. Fort Dodge brought 13 wrestlers to this tournament, which is an astronomical number.
That 14th wrestler's got to feel terrible.
Yeah, how would you feel? Everybody qualified on the whole team but one, and he probably got third.
Yeah.
Four Dodges in the lead with 69.5. Waukee has made a tremendous appearance here at the state tournament. They are in second place with 60. Southeast Polk has climbed the ranks again. They're in third with 47. West Des Moines Valley, 46.5. Johnston in fifth, 44.5. And Iowa City High with 43 is in sixth place.
You just don't really see somebody running away with it in that Class 3A. You know, Fort Dodge, like you said, they bring 13 wrestlers, but, you know, they're 9.5 points out in front of Waukee and, 22 points out in front of Southeast Polk. But going into these medal rounds now is where you're going to see the points start to pile up, and just really doesn't look like it. Anybody's running away with that race at this point in time.
Well, you know, like I said, we've talked about it a little bit on how this point system works. What you're going to see is for everybody to understand at home, you get 16 points for placing first. You get 12 points for placing second. You get 9 points for placing third, 7 points for placing fourth, 5 points for sixth, 3 points for, I'm sorry, 5 points for fifth. If I keep my track here, 3 points for sixth, 2 points for seventh, 1 point for eighth. So, example, the guys who are in the semifinals already have their 6th place points made, which was 3. So now, if they make the finals, the worst they can do is second, which is 12 points. So just winning that semifinal match is 9 points. Plus, you get 2 points advancement. That's 11 points. And if you happen to win by fall, you can score 13 team points for your team just by winning the semifinal match. So that's where you're really going to see these team scores make the difference and change. The thing is, because if you lose, that's 0 points. You know, so you got to keep climbing the ladder and keep advancing on in order to increase those number of points that you're going to get for your team. Just example, I'm doing some stuff here for Class 2A, and if I go up here and look at Central, I know they have 3 guys in the semifinals. Matthew Lewis right now is basically, it says he's placed 6th, and he's scored 10 team points. Giovanna has scored 9 team points, and Caden Kozarich has scored 7. So the difference in all of those, really it comes down to bonus points. Kozarich has 2 decisions, so there's no bonus points. Nathaniel Giovanna won by fall. There's his 2 additional points. And Matthew Lewis won by a major decision and by fall. And there's the 3 bonus points. And that's the difference between those there. So that's kind of how you can follow up with the scoring. It's a kind of a tough system to understand if you haven't been around it much. But I've been around it a long, long time, and it can still be confusing.
Got a text come in here, somebody wanting us to cover the Bladen-Roan match from Newton at 182 pounds here, Class 3A. He's going to be wrestling Braxton Bolden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
Yeah, Newton brought 3 wrestlers, and so I'll give a shout-out to the head coach at Newton, Andy Swedengill. He was my assistant at Ottumwa when I was in Ottumwa, and still a good friend of mine today, doing a good job up there at Newton, really enjoying it.
And that bout number is going to be 32-68. We're on 32-62 right now. So we're four matches away from the Bolden and Roan match.
You know, here's what you're going to see, too, when this 2:30 session comes around. It is going to be a packed house. I was out there earlier talking to my kids, and they're going to be back here for the round. And they're like, well, what time do we need to be back? What time is 2A going to start? And I said, well, the 2A is going to start right around 3:30 since they're going to be broadcasting it. But the problem is the session is going to open at 2:30. Because the 1A quarterfinals are going to go, and when those doors open, you're going to see moms and grandmas and everybody else running to get their seats, and they're going to get to a section, and they're going to try to save 15, 18 seats and try to save them for everybody. And, you know, you're going to have all the people from Class 1A, Class 2A, and Class 3A here during that next session, and it is going to be a packed house. This place is going to be rocking, and it's going to be loud, Travis.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's going to be a lot of big matches and a lot of key matchups was going to happen here this afternoon. Got a text coming in here. Want to say thanks to Tom Pickerel, Francis Bricker, Bryce Leshen, the Bulldog Blake Lawless for coaching the Young Bucks this year. Believe that the Young Bucks has 10 former Young Buck wrestlers competing here this weekend at the Wells Fargo Arena.
And that's the core behind all of these programs are those youth programs. And that's why when you talk about some of these powerhouses year after year, it's because they've got a good quality youth program and got these kids on board at a fairly early age. You know, Travis, I'm the type of guy, if you've never been in this sport and you're going into seventh grade and just starting, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? There's plenty of time for you to pick up on the essentials, and Chad Zapta is a great example. He didn't start wrestling until seventh grade. Four-time state qualifier, three-time state place winner, two-time state champion, three-time finalist, and three-time national runner-up for Iowa. So it's about the dedication and the heart that you put into the sport. And, I just think it teaches the kids a lot about the facts of life.
Yeah, it is. You know,
winding our way through these Class 3A matches here. It's the consolation elimination matches here. Class 3A, 160-pounders out on the mat right now. Got a couple of good matches going right now. At 160 pounds, it's 5-2. I guess that's 152. That's down here on mat 5. Who are those kids down there, Kevin?
On mat 5, let me get the...
Looks like one of the kids, there's some kind of a confusion down there. The officials are talking it over. I don't know what the confusion is. It's a 2-2 tie. It's a pretty good match. 170-pounders.
It's Des Moines East.
Well, they figured it out. They got to sort it out. And they're back to wrestling. But they had quite a long delay in there.
No, it's not Des Moines East. That is Nick Leo, Ankeny Centennial, Levon Bellamy of Davenport Central.
Gotcha. Well, they're in a 2-2 tie. Must have been a penalty point or something because they're both on their feet and they both have 2 points. Maybe that was the confusion. Might have been an illegal call or something. But the officials were explaining it to the coaches and they got it sorted out. So,
yeah, I'm assuming one would have been a takedown and escape and then somehow got an illegal point in there for the 2-2.
Yep.
Yeah, well, kudos to these officials, too. They put in a lot of time. It's a long day for them as well. Like I said, there are 16 officials out here for 8 mats. You have your head official, then there's an assistant official, which is what every coach wants. You don't want a call not to go the way it should, and you've got, you know, 2 sets of eyes on every match.
And they
still can't get it right sometimes is the problem, Joe. They still can't get it right.
That's a hard job. It's a hard job and largely a thankless one.
Well, it's one of those things where some of it's judgmental and, you always, as a coach and you're sitting in that corner, you just want everything to go your way anyway, so.
That is right. We've got a Newton wrestler coming up here at 182 pounds. That's going to be mat number 6, and I think we had a request to follow that one. And that is 170-pounder.
From Newton.
Excuse me, 182-pounder. And we should have Joey Mitchell pretty soon, too.
No, Joey Mitchell's in the semifinals.
Yeah, he's in the semis. Bolden. Braxton Bolden against Bladen Roan. So Roan from Newton. And Bowden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Get their singlets. Quite a contrast there. Cedar Rapids Jefferson, blue. We've got Newton in the black. So we got a black and blue match coming for you, folks, here from the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. It's Bowden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Newton out there. Okay. Little collar tie here, trying to get hand control. Just underway, 182 pounds. This is an elimination match. Winner of this one will be competing for a medal. Loser will go home. Bowden in here with inside position for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. It'll be Roan from Newton trying to fight that off. Now Roan backs out. Bowden with 2-on-1. Both hands on the wrists, and now he uses that 2-on-1 to shuck by Roan Roan does a good job getting out of that and gets separation. So nice little shuck by there by Bowden for Cedar Rapids, but good job fighting it off by Roan. 1 minute gone here in the first period at this 182-pound elimination match on 96.7, live wrestling action for you here. Bonus coverage on KIIC. That classic country sound is coming at you here from Wells Fargo at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Joe Sinclair, Kevin Cochran, and Travis Zappel here bringing you all the action. These are the Class 3A big schools that are competing here to find out who is going home and who is going to be a medalist. And we'll set this thing up for you here now. We are in 182 pounds. It's Roan from Newton. That classic country sound broadcast all the way up to Newton. Want to thank those folks listening in here on 96.7. But remember, you can always catch us live on the World Wide Web at www.kiicradio.com. All right, Roan now with a collar tie. Bowden from Cedar Rapids backs out of it. Now, underhook position here for Roan. Tries a shuck by, does get the shuck by to work. But nice job spinning out of it by Bowden, and Bowden gets separation. And we're going to go to the second period with no score. Neither wrestler able to score on their feet here at 182 pounds. Roan gets his choice. He does not defer. He immediately takes down. He's going to try to bust out of here and score the first point of this match. Very important to score first here at Wells Fargo Arena in case you get to the ultimate tiebreaker. It is your choice, and you get to make it. Ooh, there's a real hard mat return on a stand-up by Roan. And almost could have been a penalty against Bowden, but the official waves it off. Now, nice job here getting out by Roan, and Roan gets the escape as they go off the mat. Bowden loses control of Roan, and now that is a score of 1-0. Newton leads here at 182 pounds at Wells Fargo. This consolation match being brought to you by the fine folks at Boyle and Henderson PC. Why wrestle around trying to file your taxes when Boyle and Henderson PC and Albion Oski can help you pin down the refund that you're looking for? All right, we find ourselves in familiar territory here with Newton and Cedar Rapids Jefferson. It's Bowden and Roan as they are on their feet. And there's a nice little duck under there by Roan. Good job spinning out of it by Bowden. And Roan is bringing the action here in the second period. He got the escape, and he is definitely the aggressor on his feet. Bowden backing up. Nice shuck by there again by Bowden. And this time, instead of trying to get behind him, he grabs a single leg. He's got head on the inside. Now he elevates, trips, and right at the edge of the mat. Is he going to get it? No, they go off the mat. Now they haven't given it yet. But they are trying right at the end. Now they are off the mat. No score on that takedown. We go back to the center of the mat with 51 ticks left on this second period clock. And it is Roan from Newton with the 1-0 lead. Now Roan with a thumb in the shoulder of Bowden. He's really controlling Bowden's head with that thumb in the shoulder. Bowden backs out of that now. He doesn't like that thumb in his shoulder at all. And there is a nice little shuck under by Bowden. And Bowden gets around, gets behind, and is right at the edge of the mat trying to gain control. A whizzer by Roan. Now Roan with a whizzer. Bowden has to stop his momentum and pull him back in. But he's got that single leg in. His head is on the inside. Arms are on the outside. And whizzering off the mat is Roan. Roan trying to whizzer off the mat, and they do get off the mat, and that was a tight call for Roan from Newton. But he does whizzer off the mat with 14 seconds to go, and a nice move there by Bowden. Caught Roan napping just a little bit, so Roan not quite as aggressive now here in the final 10 seconds as he was earlier in the period. He leads 1-0. He tries that little shuck by, and nothing doing there. Bowden has his choice, and he takes down. We're right at the edge of the mat, or at the center of the mat now. Bowden was getting set up, going the wrong direction. The official turns him around, and facing away from us on your radio, it is Bowden with the stand-up, covered by Newton's Roan, and Roan just cuts him. So it's 1-1. The Newton Cardinals. I don't know what Cedar Rapids Jefferson is. They got the sky blue singlet with a, looks like a hawk wrestling on it. Maybe they're the Hawks. Newton is the Cardinal. So a couple birds fighting out of here, folks. So which bird's going to win, the Cardinal or the Hawk? Kevin? You got an opinion on this one?
Well, I
got
to go one for one. Well, I got to go for the Cardinal, though. Like I said, Andy Swedengelm right there in the corner with my old assistant coach. Or if I had to say if we was going to let the head coaches wrestle it off to see who's really going to win, I'm going to still put my money on Swedengelm. He's about 6'3 and about 320 pounds. He's a big boy.
Well, they're wrestling on their feet right now in a 1-1 tie. It is third period action, and they have total separation right now with 1 minute remaining. 1 minute remaining. Now they get back together in a collar tie. Roan from Newton, Bowden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Neither wrestler showing any fatigue. They've been on their feet for most of the 6 minutes or 5 minutes of this match with the final minute remaining. And now the action that's been brought by Roan is paying off because Bowden just got called for stalling. And now Bowden with an ill-advised shot, but a good job there after he got flattened out a little bit. He got back up, got his hips under him, and now gets separation. There's a single leg in here by Roan. Good job backing out by Bowden. But Bowden now is backing up, and this thing could end with a... Oh, here's a good shot in there by Bowden, and Bowden gets that good shot in there and gets around and gets behind, and Bowden leads Roan now 3-2 after the escape. So a flurry of activity makes the score 3-2, and we're off the mat out of bounds. And let me get my binoculars and check that clock. It is 8 seconds remaining. So Roan is either going to have to get a stall call, which would be a point, or a takedown in the next 8 seconds. He's bringing the pressure. He shoots in. Sprawl by Bowden. Bowden in on a front headlock, and we are at the end of the match. At the end of the match, they do give a two-point takedown to Bowden. Makes the score 5-2. So Roan from Newton, he scored first, but he couldn't hang on to that tenuous lead and give the win to Bowden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Congratulations on a great season there for Roan from Newton. He left it all out there on the mat. So good match there at 182 pounds. We got the 195-pounders out there. We got any matches of South Central or Southeast Iowa interest here, Kevin, on Class 3A and the big boys?
Well, you got, you said at 95 or?
Yeah, 95. Is Reese Bolin on the championship side?
Well,
or
there'll be a, there's another Newton.
Newton, yeah, we should have Jay's
269.
Yeah, he's about number 3269.
He might already be done.
Yeah, he might be.
Lenahan from Newton also, 3276. He is on mat 6.
Mat 6.
He's
going to
be on
his
mat
opponent
6.
For
yep,
me there.
Well, he's on the same mat that they were just in, so.
I'll put some glass on it and see who he's wrestling. Looks like somebody that starts with a G. And that match is over. Newton got pinned in that one in 1 minute and 18 seconds.
On mat 6?
Oh, that's mat 5, excuse me. Mat 5. We are so far away, folks, you would not even fathom it. It takes binoculars to see the action, and there are 8 mats going. Arrayed right out in front of us. All 8 mats have activity on them. Right now, we're following a 220-pound match for you. It is, and I have a definite deficit because I don't have bifocals, so I got to take my reading glasses off to see who's wrestling and then put my binoculars up to my eyeballs to see what they're doing while they're wrestling. So we are going to have Lenahan from Newton, and he got the loser of about 32-17, which would have been Peterson or Thiessen. So I don't know if we got Thiessen or Peterson wrestling right there. And we'll try to get a eyeball on that. But it is Lenahan from Newton on his feet at 220 pounds.
And hey, as we bring you this next session, session number, what would it be? Is it 4 or 5?
I believe it'd be 5.
Me and Travis Apple is going to try to bring you as much coverage on Twitter of semifinal results as we can. It's hard to do everything up here, Joe. We don't just get to sit over here in the corner and do nothing, you know, look through binoculars all day like you do. We're actually over here trying to do all this social media technology and trying to keep everybody informed.
I'm glad I gave up social media for Lance.
but we're gonna try to do as much on Twitter as we can. So make sure you follow us on Twitter. Give you updates.
Here's a nice throw in here by Lenahan, but it's off the mat. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine, but we're just going to try to keep everybody updated as much as we can, try to get all the people that are following, listening in, because this place is going to be a packed house and it's going to be rocking. Maybe what I'll do is mean, if we had a picture yesterday when this place was cleared out, I'll try to take one during the semifinals, and it's going to be a packed house.
All right, Linehan goes to the second period for Newton with no score, and he takes the down position and does get away for the first point of the match. It's 1-0 with the escape by Linehan at 220 pounds here in this elimination match for the Newton Cardinals. Linehan right now in a collar tie. Neither wrestler able to score off their feet in the first period, but I got a good feeling right now about Linehan. He's got a good underhook working right now. Turns it into a front headlock. Good job there, backing out by the Bulldog. Oh, which school that is, it's Bulldog. Oh, nice duck under by the Bulldog. He gets behind Linehan, but Linehan spins, turns, and faces and tries to get behind himself. It's Linehan with the underhook now facing his Bulldog opponent. Which wrestler is that, Kevin? Is that Peterson or Thiessen that has the Bulldog uniform on here?
That would be Peterson, I think.
Peterson.
No, it's going to be the other guy. It's going to be
Thiessen. He's from LEMA.
Yeah, Travis Thiessen from Lamar's.
Lamar's, okay. So yep. It's Thiessen from Lamar's, Linehan from Newton. Do you like Maytag blue cheese from Newton, or do you like Wells Blue Bunny ice cream from Lamar's? I kind of like them both. All right, it's the battle of the dairy consumers. Right now, it's a 1-0 advantage for Linehan, but he gets bulldogged and thrown to the mat, but it's outside the circle by Thiessen. Thiessen with a big move there for the Lamar's Bulldogs.
Hey, we are wrapping up. Mat number one is done. This is a sight. I'll be honest, a sight I really don't like to see. It means wrestling's over for a while.
Well, we got an hour and a half break. That'll give us a chance to recharge our batteries, rest our vocal cords, and be back here today at 2:30 to bring you the big action. We're going to set up the semifinals for Class 2A this afternoon, and we'll have the Class 1A quarterfinals and consolations. And then tonight we will finish with the semifinals in Class 1A and get all the placing set for you for tomorrow's medal matches. Right now, it's going to be the third period beginning with a 1-0 lead for Newton's Linehan against Thiessen from Lamar's. It's cheese versus ice cream here on mat 6. Everybody loves that Maytag blue cheese. Get those crumbles and put it on your salad. Who doesn't like a big old Wells Blue Bunny sundae for dessert? It's Linehan covering Thiessen. Linehan's way out front, and he's going to have to give up the escape here. We got a headgear on the mat, and we're going to have a stoppage of action with the score 1-1. Real good action here for you, folks, at 220 pounds. Linehan from Newton versus Thiessen from Lamar's in Class 3A. The winner of this one will stand as a medalist at the Iowa High School 2018 championships. Can do no worse than eighth. Can do as well as third. The loser of this one will go home and wonder what if. The wrestlers now are on their feet again. Neither wrestler able to execute anything other than an escape from the bottom. Right now, it is Linehan in on a trip attempt. He's got the double underhook, tries the trip, and backing up, getting off the mat is Thiessen for Lamar's. So Thiessen for Lamar's comes back to the center of the mat. Linehan leans on him right now with a pummel. He's leaning hard. Looks like he might be trying to set up something with a shuck by. He's got hand control with the left hand. He's got his right hand in a collar tie, pushing down very hard in this pummel. Victims of this can sometimes be an ankle pick because that ankle is totally exposed here in this. And a nice job there keeping the pressure by Linehan. And he gets a stall call. A stall call against Thiessen, because Linehan is bringing the pressure, and that is big because there are 53 seconds left on the clock. Now a shot in there, ill-advised by Thiessen, and Thiessen scrambles back after getting his hips too low on a long shot. Now we're off the mat with 42 seconds to go, and it was Linehan from Newton bringing the pressure onto Thiessen. Thiessen glances over at his Lamar's coaches, and they indicate pressure, pressure. So we immediately go into a collar tie. We've had a lot of that here. It's like a 440-pound dance here, folks. 220-pounders locked up, pummeling here at the center of the mat. So any action could wind up still inside this circle. There's a shot in there by Linehan. Good counter with an underhook by Thiessen. Now Thiessen with the underhook on the left side, going to try a front headlock throw. Front headlock throw for Thiessen, trying it and dropping down on a single leg is Linehan. Linehan is going to get behind and get the two-point takedown with only 10 seconds to go. Linehan gets the takedown. Sit-out attempt by Thiessen. Now Thiessen tries to roll over and get a two-point reversal, and he will get the two-point reversal with exactly 1 second to go. They call it, and it is now tied 3-3. We go to sudden victory. Thiessen got a roll, and instead of just letting him go and the final 8 seconds trying to run away from him, Linehan stayed too long and got reversed instead of escaped. So we go to sudden victory here. A one-minute period here, folks. First point scores. That could be a stall call. It could be a penalty point. It could be a takedown. But the first point here will win in the next 60 seconds. Oh, and here is Thiessen in on a big double leg, and he gets the takedown, and it will be a takedown for Linehan, or for Thiessen. And Newton has a tough sudden victory loss, and that's really tough, Kevin, because he was ahead with 10 seconds to go. Well, he scored with 1 second, but he had the 2 point lead with 10 seconds to go, and all he had to do was let him up and run from him for 8 seconds.
Yep. Just a tough, and I'm sure that's what Price Wiedenjohn's telling him. I mean, it's a heartbreak, but that's going to be kind of the conclusion of round. Session four, we got two matches remaining here. And right now, the team scores, Class 3A, Fort Dodge, has extended their lead 75.5 over Waukee in second place with 60. Southeast Polk in third with 53. Valley of West Des Moines, fourth, 48.5. Johnston in fifth with 46.5 to round out the top five. And I was just kind of looking at Fort Dodge. They brought 13 wrestlers here. I believe four of those wrestlers are already done, did not get through to the medal round. And they have six guys in the semifinals. So that's going to make this afternoon session big for multiple teams on how many they're going to be able to get advanced. And what you might see is when we get done with this round, the semifinal round is – we may already can declare a winner if there's a big enough gap. So I think, Joe, at this point, we need to thank some of our sponsors.
Let's thank them all. Let's thank them all. Thank you very, very much to all our sponsors. I want to thank Albia Brewing Company, the Friends of Albia Schools, Goff & Nash Auto Parts, Albia Hy-Vee, Dan and Pat Johnson, and Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods.
How about Eastern Iowa Tire, Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, Centerville Produce, Jody McCoy of Hometown Realty, and United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate.
Also, Sheraton Vision Center, Morton Buildings, Motor Inn of Knoxville, and Copeland Auto Body.
We got People's State Bank in Ottumwa, McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, Belzer Equipment, Benton Place, and Bluff Creek Archery.
Also, Southern Iowa Technologies, Summers Car Credit, Tharp Funeral Home, and United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate.
William Penn University, Wirtjes Concrete.
Zapital Spraying Service.
Quality Ag.
Boyle and Henderson PC and Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care in Albia.
Penn Central Mall, Harold Trailer Sales, Crazy Metal Art, Pepsi, and Mahaska Bottling Company.
I want to thank Double D Repair, the G&P Insurance Group, and Harold Trailer Sales.
Also, Bluff Creek Archery, Benton Place Apartments, and Belzer Equipment.
And wrapping it up for our sponsors, Monroe County Hospitals and Clinics. I hope nobody winds up there unless they want to get a checkup. And the fine folks at Centerville Produce and Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling Company. Folks, it has been a blast here. Southern Iowa Technologies has given us the opportunity with that text line, 641-799-1437. We are honored to have Sinclair Tractor be our broadcast booth sponsors. And if somebody wants to call in and chip in about $350, we'll put your name on next year's printer, and we'll be able to print out our results instead of having to go page to page on our laptops. It's been a blast bringing you these quarterfinal matches to you. We'll be back this afternoon with more quarterfinals action in Class 1A, and we'll set it up for you, the semifinals in Class 2A and 3A. And by the end of the day today, everybody's going to know what they're going to be wrestling for tomorrow.
Yep, it's going to be an exciting afternoon here at the Iowa State Wrestling Tournament. The greatest show on earth, that's what we do. Our hashtag, greatest show on earth, is what we do for the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. The 98th Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament. Isn't that what Millage said there earlier?
I think that's right, and I hope I'm here for the 100th. Folks, for Kevin Cochran, Travis Zappel, and the fine folks at KIIC, this is Joe Sinclair signing off from Wells Fargo for now. We will be back here at about 2:15 for our 2:30 broadcast of live wrestling here from Wells Fargo Arena. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back.